Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Four duds down, two more to go. I hope not. Wildcard weekend is almost in the books as we say hello and welcome. And it is a Monday edition of the ZabeCast. Yours truly is with you tonight, and that is it. I record this right as the Commanders and the Buccaneers kick off. I've got so much stuff to talk about, going back to Saturday, going back to Friday night, even going back to Thursday night and the thriller in the Orange Bowl between Penn State and Notre Dame. I've got plenty to talk about, but it's just me tonight. Andy couldn't do Sunday mornings, which is his usual spot. I thought about doing it and getting the podcast done and put to bed early and then just enjoying my Sunday. And then I'm like, that would be a disservice to you, my fair listeners. So here I am tonight for the next 35 minutes or so, unloading everything I've got in my clip. Eagles beat the Packers, and it was ugly. A lot of mistakes, not very artful game, and some unbelievable officiating and replay in this game, but we'll put that aside for the moment. The Packers were not the better team. They did not deserve to win. Let's get that straight right there. Now, they had a real chance. A real chance to steal it, which had to make Eagle fans' sphincters pucker as the game was entering the fourth quarter, and you're looking at it going, how is this game still a game? I mean, we're talking a 16-10 game in the fourth quarter. I forget what time. I didn't take a note of what time it was, but I did tweet it out. I said, if I'm an Eagle fan, my pucker factor is at a million, because you cannot lose this game. You could not lose a game in which you are gifted a turnover on the opening kick return, or what I am calling a rare oh crumble. Worse than a crumble, which is the worst play in football. That's a kick return fumble or crumble, but an oh crumble, like an Irish crumble. Apostrophe crumble, meaning opening kick return fumble. Keyshawn Nixon got blown up in a helmet-to-helmet hit that, look, people were bitching and complaining. I can't believe that's not helmet-to-helmet. People, listen. This league doesn't give two shits about anyone who is not a quarterback. So a kick returner in a bang-bang play, even with the fancy new dynamic kickoff, meant to be safer. Didn't look too safe there, did it? And there's a lot of screen grabs going around of, oh, look at the helmet to helmet there. I mean, the Eagle defender, by the way, Oren Burks, former Packer, went to square up the runner, Nixon. Nixon ducked his head as well, anticipating contact, and the two helmets hit. It's going to happen. I had no problem with that non-call of helmet to helmet. What's insane is that he recovered the ball. Clearly, in multiple occasions on the pile, on the ground, full, clear recovery. Multiple angles. Where's replay now? Where's your false god? It's unbelievable. And people still defend replay. Just like in the Texans game, where there was a touchdown that turned out to, or no, an interception, which should have been whistled down for contact after the interception by the Chargers, that was returned by Derwin James 40 yards in a wild high-speed police chase that included then on the return a personal foul hit on Joe Mixon. And they go to break. And then they come back and they go, well, actually, a couple things. One, he was down by contact. But number two, it was not an interception. But even though it was not an interception, we're still going to count the personal foul. All of this happened while they were showing beer commercials. And people want their sports to be run this way. Remember, these games are for entertainment. Calls are going to be missed in real time and in replay. Who the hell wants this? Didn't factor in the game. Chargers just got manhandled. Where was this Houston Texans team all year? That defense was turnt. And yes, Justin Herbert played like ass. More on him in just a second. But back to the Packer game. Clear recovery. Opening kick. Primetime. National game. Big teams. Big markets. All the Kings cameras. And all the Kings VCRs. And all of the replay centers, there's no other games to even look at right now. So you couldn't say I was distracted. There was four different replays that needed us to take a look at. And they don't overturn it. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything quite like it in my life. And of course, Burkhart and Brady just kind of glossed over it. They made a little bit of a deal of it, but not much. That's not the reason the Packers lost the game. It didn't help. But look, they dropped anchor. They dropped anchor, forced a field goal, had a chance to make it 10-3. Of course, Brandon McManus misses his first field goal of the year. Had missed an extra point. That was it. Every other kick, extra points, field goals. Good, 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 good. And miss, of course. But even still, players going down left and right. They're all pro left guard. Elgton Jenkins goes down. They run in a bunch of scrubs who even I have not heard of or thought about deep on the depth chart. They're getting plowed through like it's a turnstile in Rush Hour in Kathy Hochul's New York City. Or I guess, well, she's the governor of New York, but you get my point. You know, these replacements are getting pushed around like they're the dessert cart at a restaurant. So that's bad. Then Romeo Doubs goes down. even though he was wearing the magical kazoo puffy helmet. Terrible concussion. I feel bad for him. It's his second bad concussion now this year. Luckily, he's heading into the offseason, plenty of time to recover. But if you're a Packer fan, you got to say, well, is this guy now a concussion act that we're going to have to worry about going forward? He's also going to have to get paid like Watson because he was part of the same draft class. So that's not good. Watson's already out with a knee injury. So that's not good. You lose Dobbs despite the magic kazoo helmet on. And it was just a disaster every step of the way from there. And Matt LaFleur's play calling, boy, oh boy. You got a chance with the ball late. I think you're down 9, 3rd and 3, and you run the ball up the middle to your backup running back, Wilson. Josh Jacobs has been putting on a highlight reel all night long. The guy is a savage. I know you got to split carries. I know guys get tired. I understand play calling is sometimes, hey, but they're not expecting this. But even Brady, in one of the more pointed, in one of the more pointed second guessings that I've heard an analyst do, said, you run it on 3rd and 3 up the middle, and this situation down 2 scores late, I just don't see it. LaFleur is starting to run out of, if he hasn't already, my bad coupons. This was not his best night at all. Hafley, their D coordinator, delivered a masterpiece. Absolutely. The defense balled out. The defense gave the Packers every chance to win the game when they didn't deserve it, even being -4 in turnovers, injuries galore, and everything else. And that Picasso that Hafley gave LaFleur, well, LaFleur just put it in the garage next to the mower, leaned it against the wall, and went inside. Oh, what? So I was supposed to do something with that? But truth be told, this Packers team was probably not very good. And that's the reality of many teams in the NFL in any given year. They're just not that good. So despite what we all think as fans or media members of, this team should have a chance to win. Everyone has a chance. But the NFL, more than any league other than, say, the NBA with their best of sevens, the better teams almost usually always win in the end. Of course, the Eagles, A.J. Brown, reading a book on the sideline, some self-help book when getting only one catch all night long, given the fact that he and Hurts have not been best buds. Oh, that's going to be a fun one in Philadelphia. So enough on that game. I know I've already gone on for 9 minutes. Let's move on. The early game, Denver draws blood on the Bills. And the Bills respond by getting pissed off and saying, okay, watch this. I was texting with a lifelong Bills fan, Shanna Quinn, who does FM country music for our cluster. She's also the program director for FM 106. Super hardcore, very knowledgeable Bills fan. So I start texting her during the game. And she's like, you know, we don't really have any stars, but this team is just built different. I agreed. I said, you look at the Bills, they don't have superstars at wide receiver or running back, but they got 17. And then it morphed into a discussion about, okay, who would be your MVP? I said, between him and Lamar Jackson. And they will meet this week. And so therefore, buckle up for that. they will meet this week. I think that's set. 3-0 Tampa Bay as I turn my head to watch the TV. My comparison on that whole situation is simply Lamar is a G-Wagon. Josh Allen is a G-Wagon. Lamar is a Lambo. What do you prefer? They're both great. I would love to have either one. Who's the MVP this year? I could argue each way. I would say that Josh Allen has done more with less on paper. But again, MVP debates are for simple-minded dummies. Because anyone who likes sports or football with a real opinion would sit there and go, I like them both. I would take either one. It comes down to what do you prefer? What do you prefer as a team, in an organization? What city you playing in? Josh Allen is built for Buffalo. big ass, rugged, seemingly indestructible, power runner, huge arm, built for the freezing cold weather of Buffalo. Not that Lamar wouldn't be good up there, but that's what, I mean, Buffalo would not trade him for Jackson tomorrow. And I'm not sure Buffalo, Baltimore do either. So it's just a dumb fucking debate. It's almost as dumb as some people who are just teeing off on Justin Herbert. Apparently, Emmanuel Acho has made a cottage industry of calling Justin Herbert a, quote, social media quarterback. Here, take a listen to Emmanuel Acho explaining why he says he's a social media quarterback.
Justin Herbert is a social media quarterback. What do I mean? Justin Herbert makes throws that can go viral on social media in this day and age. Instagram reels, TikTok videos, Twitter clips. He makes social media throws. And on social media, they don't show you interceptions. That's not fun. People aren't going to retweet a pick. People aren't going to retweet a bad sack. People aren't going to retweet a bad decision. But that is who Justin Herbert is, a social media quarterback. We always look for Justin Herbert to succeed. But had Tua made the mistake to throw a pick in the end of the game with two timeouts remaining, he'd be crushed, like Joy said. Had Jalen Hurts thrown a pick with two timeouts remaining at the end of the game, he would be crushed. But for whatever reason, our beloved Justin Herbert, he does it, and we simply look away. I won't. I'm looking dead into the heart of the camera.
Okay, I get it. But you're setting up straw men of he gets overpraised or he's overrated. Says who? By what rating scale? And who cares in the end? Justin Herbert, since he started in week two as a rookie, only because, get this, Tyrod Taylor got an injection meant to numb his ribs from an injury, and they missed. And they're like, ah, shit. Yeah. It doesn't feel good, does it? Yeah, no. We didn't quite hit the spot, so now you're in worse pain and you can't play. Justin Herbert starts... And he goes 15 of the next 15, 17 to 17, 17 to 17, 13 games last year, playing through a horrible string of injuries that would have sidelined most guys. So he's really tough. And this year, Justin Herbert went 17 for 17, 66% completions. And yeah, this year he was 66%. His career, Justin Herbert, is 137 over 45 touchdowns to INTs. He's been a lot better in that regard lately. His interception totals were a bit high. He was averaging 12 picks a game, or 12 picks a season his first 3 years. It's down to about five the last two. He was 23 over three this year. He had a lower interception percentage than even Lamar Jackson, and he was 39th in that category. Fifth in yards, average yards per attempt, 5th in adjusted yards per attempt, 11th in true yards per attempt, 7th in passer rating, 101.4. That's ahead of Josh Allen, Tua, Jackson, or Jalen Hurts, I believe. 14th in sack percentage. He's a good quarterback, really good quarterback. Any team would say, oh, I can have Justin Herbert, I'll take him. So the whole thing about arguing of he's a social media quarterback and people killed him because he played bad against the Texans. The Texans also played with their hair on fire. These one-game samples are just that. They're one-game samples. So when Emmanuel Acho sent out a tweet with a beaming face of one Jameis Winston, his eyes moist with tears of joy and appreciation and a smile on his face that was unmistakable, Acho labeled it, me, when I'm proven right about Justin Herbert being a, quote, social media quarterback. To which Antonio Brown, who is an absolute glorious menace to anybody and everybody that he takes aim at on social media, says, spread joy, not hate, N-word. I saw that. I was like, damn. And then, of course, Acho blocked Antonio Brown. These are the dumb arguments that pay really good money for a select few who know how to sleep their way to the top of the company ladder on television. They're not arguments that make anyone smarter if you're truly a sports fan. Would you like to have Justin Herbert if you were an NFL team? I know the Pittsburgh Steelers would love to have Justin Herbert. Whether he's a social media quarterback or not, he would be a hell of an upgrade over what they went with this year. So the Steelers are out as well and went out with an utter whimper. Even the normally mild-mannered, doesn't want to second-guess anybody, and wildly overexposed Kirk Herbstreit said as much on Saturday night. Where's the fight? Where's the pride? This is the best the Pittsburgh Steelers have to offer. The Steelers go out losing five in a row. They never had a lead in any of those five games. They didn't get past the 50 in the first half against Baltimore. It was a bad way to go. And the combination of, hey, you know what? Let's take Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Maybe one of the two will be good. And Fields started out good-ish. I mean, if you're watching the games, you're realizing they're winning, but he's not exactly lighting it up. Starts out 4-2, and then they go ahead and put Russell Wilson in, and Russell Wilson goes in on a bit of a tear. He goes in on a bit of a tear because they're playing bad teams at that point. The five-game win streak with Wilson in the middle of the season was against Vegas, the Jets, the Giants, and Washington. And that was only because they hit Wilson hit Williams down the left sideline late to beat the Commanders, who not a great defensive team. Wilson in that game still was 14 or 28 with an interception and three touchdowns. So, you know, what are you going to do? A 3-5 swoon, though, followed, and they finished 10-7, and then they're out of the postseason. That's five straight playoff losses of one and dones. No, six straight playoff losses, five straight one and dones for Tomlin, all of them basically blowouts. So what are you going to do with Mike Tomlin? Mike Tomlin is a very good coach. Mike Tomlin would get rehired by another team tomorrow if he were let go. But Mike Tomlin is not getting it done when it matters the most, the postseason. And you can blame this, you can blame that, you can say they don't have the quarterback, whatever. Complicating matters is the fact that he's black. Because you know, if they were to fire Mike Tomlin, the outrage from the media would be deafening. Even though white coaches that eventually get fired, some of whom are legends, like, say, Bill Belichick, it happens. It's sometimes just a need for, you know what, it's over, it's done. You'll find out eventually. I don't think there's another bounce in Tomlin in Pittsburgh, partly because they've got no path forward for a quarterback. I went shopping for my... They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. Hey, everybody, El Baldo here. Look, I know what you're thinking. Pretty ironic having me talk about hair loss prevention, right? Well, my hairline is long gone. Maybe there's still hope for yours. In fact, I think there is. Let me tell you, if I'd known about Hims back in the day, who knows? I could have been a player, Jerry. Maybe I wouldn't be rocking the chrome dome now. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/zabe. That's hims.com/zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing, teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for a customized, affordable life insurance plan. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Steeler buddies. I was like, let me go see who you can get at quarterback. Yeah. Ugh. The potential free agent market includes the like of both Jones options. They stink. Daniel and Mac. Jameis. Sam Darnold, if the Vikings were to let him go, and they won't, at best they'll package him. So you got to trade for Darnold and pay him a wild amount of money and put him in a system where he is probably not going to succeed as much because there's only one Justin Jefferson, and he's in Minnesota. You could maybe go with Marcus Mariota, Mason Rudolph, Jacoby Brissett, Andy Dalton. You could take on Kirk Cousins and what's left of his massive and ill-advised contract. Aaron Rodgers, I've seen photoshopped into Steelers black and gold. Gardner Minshew, you could maybe trade for Geno, not likely. Derek Carr, Will Levis, I mean, the options just aren't there. And then you've got the college crop. And already the scouts are saying, There's problems with each of these guys. Shadur's got an average arm. Cam Ward is erratic. Jalen Milroe is a freak athlete, but I wouldn't touch him as a pro quarterback with a 10-foot pole. Garrett Nussmeier from LSU. Ugh. Drew Aller. Quinn Ewers. Ewers may stay in college and make more money, which, by the way, is going to be a fascinating thing to watch now in the not just NIL era, but also the, what are they calling it? It's not the salary cap era in college sports, but they're calling it the collective era. Whatever the case, Carson Beck has decided to portal to Miami. Reports are that the failed quarterback at Georgia, who was hurt, well, I wouldn't say failed, but every Georgia fan I saw online was like, get this frog-looking MF out of here. He sucks. Very brutal, very hurtful words. Hope that Carson Beck did not log on to the internet or any Reddit threads. Goes to Miami, Carson Beck, and he will reportedly, according to some, and there's never any firm numbers on this, he's going to make $4 million next season. $4 million. You know what Brock Purdy has made so far in his pro career? Because he had the nerve and committed the egregious mistake of allowing himself to be drafted Mr. Irrelevant, the dead last pick in the draft, so they don't pay a shit. Brock Purdy has only made $2.8 million in his career. And he went to a Super Bowl and went to overtime and almost won it. He'll finally be eligible to get paid. And I did see Fred Warner on the pregame show today saying, I love that guy. He's awesome. He's going to get paid, deserves to get paid. He's my quarterback. Good for him. But yeah, Brock Purdy has made $2.8 million in his career as a 67% passer in the pros, a 2-to-1 touchdown to INT ratio, and a passer rating of 104.9. He made 985 this year. Carson Beck is going to make four times that. I don't know how this is going to get squared because the NFL needs quarterbacks. Why? It's a TV show about them. And there's not enough to go around. Hence the desperation moves like, well, maybe Russell Wilson as the 36-year-old phony-ass retread will work. Narrator, in fact, Wilson did not work. By the way, here's my theory on Wilson. Of all the things he does not do well, and he still throws a good long ball. Nice, high-arcing long ball that is mostly accurate. He dropped a few of those in to make it relatively not embarrassing on Saturday night. The thing that Russell Wilson does not do now very well at all, in fact, he's awful at it, he overrates his own escapability. The whole software program on when to run, how to run, where to run, can I get away, it's all scrambled. But that's not surprising to me because, well, Russell Wilson's a weirdo. And he has a super inflated sense of self. So he runs himself into all these bad negative plays out there where you're watching at home going, what the fuck is he thinking? Does he not know he's 37? That all the nanobubbles in the world are not going to make him what he once was 10 years ago? But anyway, so the NFL needs quarterbacks. A number of quarterbacks are on the cusp of going to the NFL and maybe becoming really good players like Bo Nix apparently is becoming. Some of them are going to just stay in school for another year because it's more profitable. If they're not drafted in the first round, they'll make way more money in college. So how's that going to be squared out? I don't know. Eventually, the guys who stay will have to get out when they're 7 years of eligibility and they're unlimited transferring to go paper out $4 million here, $2 million there, $3 million for one more there. Runs out. But it's fascinating because the NFL has always been a beneficiary of the college minor league that they don't have to pay a nickel to. The NFL benefits so much from these players in college, the stars, the handful of stars, becoming household names before they even set foot on a pro field, and they pay nothing for it. Now the NFL, for the first time, is going to be like, oh, we don't like this. We need quarterbacks, and guys are staying because we're paying our guys jack shit. And we don't even let teams renegotiate a salary until after the second or third year, I think it is, her first rounders. Don't quote me on that, but yeah. So the Steelers are in bad shape. Tomlin has probably run out of bounce there. The message has gone cold. They can't fire him because, I mean, he won a Super Bowl, and he's good. He never has a losing season, but look at the record. Five straight throwouts in the playoffs where they get housed. And the media backlash would be incredible. So I don't know what they're going to do to get out of it. They're kind of fucked for the time being. So we'll see. Tampa Bay 3, Commanders nothing. Let's hope Wild Card Weekend picks up tonight as I log off here tonight and then tomorrow night for the relocated game in Arizona between the Rams and the Vikings. Now let's talk college for a hot second. Two absolute blockbusters. And what happened to Texas and Sark and Ewers was, wow. I don't have any particular animus. I don't have any particular hatred towards Sark or Texas. I don't really like them per se either. So I'm pretty neutral. But even I'm watching that going, oh man, what a debacle. This is going to leave an all-time scar that will never fully go away. For Ewers and for Sark, for Texas fans. First and goal at the 2, PI. First and goal at the 1. Run, stuffed, pass, incomplete. I think it was a pass. Toss, sweep for minus 6. Woof. And then fourth down, Ewers gets blown up. Fum 6, 93 yards the other way. By Jack Sawyer. What a play. What a moment.
Goal in the fourth quarter for the Texas Longhorns. Quinn Ewers, fresh off the 4th and 13. Jack Sawyer, give me that! Strips out from Jack! He scoops! He runs! Jack Sawyer! Touchdown!
Wow.
What a dagger. What a Hindenburg. I call these things sports Hindenburgs because, much like the original dirigible that was due to make a peaceful landing in New Jersey, uneventful. Yay, you know, there's news crews there. This is easy. Never mind the fact that these giant dirigibles are filled with very flammable helium. Oh, no, there's a spark. Ah, the humanity. The whole thing comes burning to the ground. That happens in sports sometimes. There are sports Hindenburgs. I'd say that Wilson and the Seahawks at the 1 when they got picked off was a similar sports Hindenburg. Even worse because they were due to take the lead with pretty much no time to make up for it. Had Texas scored either on 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, or even 5th down because they had 5 shots at it from the 2 or better, there was still a lot of time left, relatively speaking. They would have only been tied. Excuse my voice. They would have only been tied if they did not go for 2. So not quite as bad of a sports Hindenburg. But man, what a debacle. And it's funny because I'll give the ESPN crew, Fowler was really on it right away. He's like, all right, at first and goal, the 1 here, but I'm telling you, Ohio State's really hard to score on here, having watched them all year. Something in my head said, well, really? How hard can it be? Slamming in there 4 times. One of them's got to work, right? First one was stuffed so badly it shook Sark. Oh, fuck. Not going to be able to run it in here. And then that led to the toss sweep. Terrible fucking idea. Whether or not you were going to penetrate that amazing Ohio State wall up front, but still, there you go. What a game that was on Friday night. Rating for that game was not great. Or the Thursday game, actually. The rating for that came out. Let's get to that. Back it up to Thursday night and the classic at the Orange Bowl. Penn State takes a lead, 10-0. Can't hold on to it. It was like a Rocky movie. Counterpunch, counterpunch, counterpunch. Notre Dame comes back And then the play that will be remembered forever, the Drew Aller interception with 33 seconds left, throwing it late and across the middle. What are you doing? This after Greg McElroy said, I'd be aggressive here, really would. You know, Aller is good with the ball. He doesn't throw interception. There it was. I can forgive McElroy for saying I'd be aggressive. He doesn't tend to throw interceptions because, look, the game was there to be won. A couple completions, get in field goal range. Fine. And his track record, Drew Aller, was good. Shit happens.
How do they play it with 47 seconds to go? You aggressive or are you cautious?
I'm aggressive. I mean, I got two timeouts. I feel like the momentum's been back and forth. The quarterback, for the most part, all season long, his whole career, Drew Aller's made good decisions. He's got 50-plus touchdowns.
As long as 49. Aller hit as he throws! And it is intercepted! Christian Gray picks it off!
What absolutely blew my mind, though, was that afterwards, McElroy said the following, don't score if you're Notre Dame. Here, take a listen to McElroy as even his own play-by-play man, Sean McDonough, said, wait, what?
One thing that now Marcus Freeman can also acknowledge here at some point is, hey, we don't want to score too quick here. So if you break free...
Well, I think they're playing for the field goal. Right?
They're going to
run a couple more plays and try to kick it on fourth down if it works out that way.
Right.
Or get another first down and kick it on what they hope will be the last play.
But if you break free, and right there, Riley Leonard wasn't far from potentially squeaking there and maybe finding a lot of open space. So remind your guys, here, no need to score a touchdown. If you need to kneel on it at the 3-yard line and we take a couple more knees, no problem. Do not find the end zone here to give Penn State a chance to go down and potentially tie it with their own touchdown.
Even if you could break free and score from here, because where they are right now, this is far from a gimme field goal. So you're saying run down close and stop.
Yes, get down to the 5-yard line, slide down on your behind, kneel it 3 times, force them to use the timeouts to kick the game winner from about 25.
That is utterly inconceivable that an analyst could be that clueless. Has he never watched college kicking operations where the snap, the hold, and the kick itself and the blocking up front can go haywire, can blow up like a Rube Goldberg contraption at any time? I don't care if it is a chip shot. Besides, they're at the 40 or somewhere like the 30. They're not going to run it in unopposed all the way from there. Even still, if someone broke free, by the time he's in the end zone, there's only 15 seconds left, not 33. Hell, I like my chances up 7 with 15 seconds left. They've got Drew Aller. They don't have Patrick Mahomes back there. And there's 15 seconds. What's the worst that can happen? They throw a bomb to tie it? And yet, that was what Greg McElroy really believed in. I wonder if after the game, he's like, oh man, I got caught up in the moment. What was I thinking? I was just all excited because it was such a great atmosphere. That was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. And speaking of dumb, people are going to kill Franklin for yet again another loss against a big opponent in a big spot. But he had two guys back, or somebody, his special teams coach, had two guys back on the game-winning field goal to prevent against the fake. Bro, what are you doing? You think that's what they're going to do? Instead of a chip shot field goal to win the semifinal and go to the championship game, they're really going to run a fake in which all kinds of bad shit can happen on offense? Really? Really? So now that Notre Dame is in the national championship game, they're guaranteed to take home $20 million and share none of it because they're independent. And they're going to still be good going forward. That $20 million, not only in the revenue sharing era, that's what they're calling this, I just remembered. Not only in the revenue sharing era, every dollar is precious in buying players, and they're going to buy. There's always going to be that under the table money that doesn't get accounted for somehow, that gets funneled, the slush fund, and they've got a lot of it. I don't know if there's any way you can force Notre Dame into a conference at this point. Their brand is only enhanced by playing in the championship game. And there's no motivation for them to do it. It would take NBC getting out of the Notre Dame business for them to want to join a conference for TV exposure. Otherwise, there is no reason whatsoever. So if you hate Notre Dame and think that they have sort of hacked into getting into the college football playoff every year, I don't have any good news for you. I think this is going to stay this way for quite some time. Ohio State, 9.5-point favorites, early line against Notre Dame. That's on the 20th, people. So congratulations. Playoffuary continues, at least in college. Monday night, the 20th, which should be fun after the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. I looked at my, when I looked at the date, I was like, wow, shit. Seems like New Year's was just two blips ago. It's already January 13th. January's half over. Let's go, playoffuary. I love you. Keeps us occupied and busy as we work our way through the depths of winter. It's been tough here in the Mid-Atlantic. It snowed and then it just stayed cold. It's been just a cold blanket of snow on the ground the whole time. I know you people in Minnesota are going, yep, that's what it's like for us. Try doing that for three fucking months. A week and a half for most people here in the DMV, and they're like, this is the worst. I got to get somewhere warm. There is nowhere really warm in the States. You're going to have to leave the country for that. All right. Score of the game in the Commanders. It's in a commercial right now, so I can't give you an update on that. Is there anything else that I need to get to today? There's a ton of things that are blowing my mind in the most awful way about these fires in Southern California. And I know some of you have said, are you going to comment on that? Are you going to get into that? I'll get into it. I've got some takes. I don't know if they're unique takes. They're a lot like what everyone else has said, which is, holy fuck, could you mismanage all of this even worse? And the answer is, well, it's California. It's Democrats. Give them time. But I do have some things that I think are, I don't know, something I should probably chime in on. But it's just every day there's a new revelation. You're like, what? That's not pop. Really? They said that? Or, wow, they did that. Or they did not do this. And it's just terrible. It's one of the most beautiful places anywhere. And the size and scope of it is massive. I do want to get into the Deshaun Watson Achilles re-tear. I do want to get into kids punking Caleb Williams into a FaceTime. Zion Williamson, once again, remains one of the biggest bags of you-know-what in sports. Joe Shane, the GM for the Giants, isn't just bad at his job. He's also an asshole. So I got a lot more to get to tomorrow. Can arrest my voice. Ooh, Commanders 7, Buccaneers 3. Are you back yet? I'm not back, but I'm happy for him. I will be pulling for the Commanders and my friends and my colleagues for them to have a team that can advance past the first round. Is that wrong of me to do that? All right, that's it for me today. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for putting up with my raspy, GERD-laden voice and for me not having a normally reliable guest on a Monday. I hope I gave you some entertainment value. My quick thoughts after an unbelievable overload of football on Wild Card Weekend presented by Verizon. You're not getting any money for that. I know. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday, and we will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC Diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.